He rolled sideways, narrowly avoiding the snake's tail, which thrashed down upon the table where he had been a second earlier. Fragments of the glass surface rained upon him as he hit the floor. From below, he heard Hermione call, "Hurry!" He could not get enough breath into his lungs to call back. Then a heavy, smooth mass smashed him to the floor, and he felt it slide over him, powerful, muscular.
"No!"
he gasped, pinned to the floor.
"Yes,"
whispered the voice.
"Yes. Hold you. Hold you.
Accio! Accio wand!"
But nothing happened, and he needed his hands to try to force the snake from him as it coiled itself around his torso, squeezing the air from him, pressing the horcrux hard into his chest, a circle of ice that throbbed with life inches from his own frantic heart. And his brain was flooding with cold, white light, all thought obliterated, his own breath drowned, distant footsteps, everything going. A metal heart was banging outside his chest, and now he was flying, flying with triumph in his heart, without need of broomstick or thestral. He was abruptly awake in the sour-smelling darkness. Nagini had released him. He scrambled up and saw the snake outlined against the landing light. It struck, and Hermione dived aside with a shriek. Her deflected curse hit the curtained window, which shattered. Frozen air filled the room as Harry ducked to avoid another shower of broken glass, and his foot slipped on a pencil-like something. His wand! He bent and snatched it up, but now the room was full of the snake, its tail thrashing. Hermione was nowhere to be seen, and for a moment Harry thought the worst. But then there was a loud bang and a flash of red light, and the snake flew into the air, smacking Harry hard in the face as it went, coil after heavy coil rising up to the ceiling. Harry raised his wand, but as he did so, his scar seared more painfully, more powerfully than it had done in years.
"He's coming! Hermione, he's coming!"
As he yelled, the snake fell, hissing wildly. Everything was chaos. It smashed shelves from the wall, and splintered china flew everywhere as Harry jumped over the bed and seized the dark shape he knew to be Hermione. She shrieked with pain as he pulled her back across the bed. The snake reared again, but Harry knew that worse than the snake was coming, was perhaps already at the gate. His head was going to split open with the pain from his scar. The snake lunged as he took a running leap, dragging Hermione with him. As it struck, Hermione screamed,
"Confringo!"
and her spell flew around the room, exploding the wardrobe mirror and ricocheting back at them, bouncing from floor to ceiling. Harry felt the heat of it sear the back of his hand. Glass cut his cheek as, pulling Hermione with him, he leapt from bed to broken dressing table and then straight out of the smashed window into nothingness, her scream reverberating through the night as they twisted in midair. And then his scar burst open, and he was Voldemort, and he was running across the fetid bedroom, his long white hands clutching at the windowsill as he glimpsed the bald man and the little woman twist and vanish. And he screamed with rage, a scream that mingled with the girls, that echoed across the dark gardens over the church bells ringing in Christmas Day. And his scream was Harry's scream. His pain was Harry's pain, that it could happen here. Where it had happened before, here, within sight of that house where he had come so close to knowing what it was to die. To die. The pain was so terrible, ripped from his body. But if he had no body, why did his head hurt so badly? If he was dead, how could he feel so unbearably? Didn't pain cease with death? Didn't it go? The night, wet and windy, two children dressed as pumpkins waddling across the square, and the shop windows covered in paper spiders, all the tawdry muggle trappings of a world in which they did not believe. And he was gliding along, that sense of purpose and power and rightness in him that he always knew on these occasions. Not anger, that was for weaker souls than he, but triumph. Yes, he had waited for this, he had hoped for it.
"Nice costume, mister,"